Hey guys, missed me? This is Max, and you're listening to Angielski Bajery Maxa, an English podcast about whatever the hell you want. And today's topic is something is ending, something is beginning. 2017 was a wonderful year. For some people, life has changed dramatically. For some people, not much. And we're gonna talk exactly about that. About what is the difference between people who achieve something and people who don't. Just to be more precise, New Year's resolutions. 2018, oh yeah. First, I want to tell you why we should actually even make any resolutions. And when I started to think about that, it came to me that this is actually something that keeps you going, you know? You have that kind of idea in your mind and you put it into paper or into your computer. You share it with your friends because you know that this is something that you actually really want to do and you will feel much better after doing it. So that's why. It also, for some people, may give a sense of life. That without this thing, somebody can be nothing. But if somebody will do that, life has just begun. Maybe also a reason to finally sit down and think a little. You finally can check what have you done before, what has not been working for the past year, what has been working, all of these things which we have been making in a not positive way, how we can change the life. Because a date of 1st January is beautiful. It's a new start, or at least it should be that way. Why we should make any resolutions? Well, it also gives faith for the future, that the future can be better than it is now. But only if we work enough hard. And some people forget to tell about that, because everybody thinks, yeah, I would just write it down on the paper and it's gonna happen magically to me. Well, yeah, everybody wish that this would happen. If that would be so easy, everybody would be happy, and going through the street you would see all of these people laughing, smiling, and the reality is little different. Why do most of resolutions fail? Some people don't know why. They just do it and meh, it didn't work. It's okay to start something, work freaking hard if you're trying to make some kind of work project or your own project, musical project, drama project, drawing project. There's so many ideas what to do because it's your hobby and you keep on being hard on yourself because you didn't succeed. It's okay. Like, you started, you were doing your best. If not, then you have another year to finish that or start over. Some people fail because they actually don't want that so much. If you really want it and you're willing to take sacrifices in your life to achieve that, that's the thing which should lead you through all of the freaking hard year to finally succeed. And at the 31st of December, you can check it out and start planning a new year again. The question is, where is your focus? Are you concentrated on this goal, on this achievement, or on this challenge so much that you're willing to take a sacrifice or just like whatever? Sometimes it's really hard because we want so many things and we are willing to do everything at once. But excuse me, this doesn't work that way. Another thing is that some people think that they started too late and they're like, ah, okay, I'll do it next year. Oh my god, next year? The life is so short, and delaying that kind of stuff, which we wish, which we dream of, is just unacceptable. Alright, let's hear some 25 most common and broken New Year's resolutions. 25. Lose weight. How many times you have heard from your friends or from your family or from all of the people on TV that they want to lose weight, and actually you don't hear from them at some point anymore because some people are just too lazy to do so. People really think that it's just you say it and you have it. Oh, life would be just so much easier. Lose weight takes a lot of work. Having a good diet, having a good training, having somebody to tell us what actually we should do in order to lose weight. And the most important thing, to stay with that resolution whole year. 24. Exercise. Oh, what a surprise. People want to exercise. How many times when you're all the time stayer in your gym, constant stayer in your gym, and you see new people coming. Some people would say, ah, they will quit after 2 months, or maybe 1 month, or maybe 1 week. And some people do that. They just stay like that, and they just go back to watch TV or doing anything else, just not to work hard. And forgot about this resolution. Well, exercise also takes a lot of work, and it's combined with losing weight as well, isn't it? 23. Quit smoking. Oh yeah, people want to quit smoking. Nicotine doses are dangerous, it's a drug, and also all the substances and chemicals are just on the way of our healthy lifestyle. The question is why people are still smoking, actually. Or they have these 3 days of non-smoking, they feel awesome, but then a friend comes and say, hey, you wanna get a smoke? It's on me. The answer comes itself. Maybe you have friends which are smokers and you just want to do it for yourself. Some people don't understand that. I had also some issues with smoking, and I just told my friends not to give me any cigarettes at all. That actually helped. But some friends want to be nice to you, and they also want you to smoke, just to be in the same shitty lifestyle as everyone else. 22. Quit drinking. Isn't that the all the time thing that people say on the New Year evening, when they have such a huge hangover, then that this, ah yeah, this sounds like a beautiful resolution for this year. Quit drinking. Actually, there's not many people in this world who actually don't drink at all. Listen, it's okay to drink sometimes, but is it so necessary to drink so often? Do you need it for your happiness? Do you need this beer every day after work when you're watching TV? Really? Do you need some special substance to make you happy? If yes, then you can quit that.
21.
New job. Oh yeah, this is actually something which is close to me as well. I'd like to change a job soon. And I'm really positive about that. I already, before the new year, have been searching for something and applied. And actually, new job is waiting for me already. So, because it's hard to change job. People like the comfort zone. People like something which is not changing. Some people say, ah, yeah, this job is actually not so bad. Just to not act at all. But new job is new beginning. It's a new you as well. You can find new people there, have a different relations with the co-workers. Actually, it can be really exciting. Number 20, get out of the debt. Yes, money problems are really common nowadays. People think that the banknotes come from automats. And if we teach our children the same, we can expect the same reactions from our children. And this is not cool, guys. In order to get out of the debt, there's also so many people who are willing to help us. It depends on what is your debt or what's person debt. Spending money just like that, just because you took a credit and actually there is a money, but counting money is important. This is your responsibility. If you're listening to this and you're under 18, there's still some hope for you. Life has just begun. Number 19. Something combined. Save money. Yes. Have you been taught by your parents to save money? What did you do when you got some money for your birthday or when you had the opportunity to sell some of these things that you're not using and you got a pack of money? Did you save it or did you spend it on some food or something else immediately? Or you waited a little and thought if this is a really good idea first? Saving money is not only saving on food or something else, it's also being clever with this, seeing some patterns which are working. If you're driving to work by car, is it more economic to drive with your friends? Of course, within the time of 1 week or 1 month, it doesn't have to be such a big amount of money. But if it is something that happens constantly, like years, and you can save even like $1, €1 per this thing, within the months and years of time, you can save a lot of money. And suddenly, your account is not wounded so much anymore. Number 18. Eat healthier. Well, according to point 19, to save money, and 18, eat healthier, that was a big issue for me, how to eat healthier and save money at the same time. Because, let's be honest, healthy food is more expensive. It's more expensive to buy some fruits, make a cocktail, or just eat them like that, instead of eating sweets. Well, this is your choice, and if you're saving, if you're eating healthier, you're saving money, but on the doctors in the future life. So think about the future as well. Number 17. Get organized. How organized are you? Are you putting everything on its place from where it was taken? Well, if not, then this point is for you. Some people think that when your desk, working desk, or your home desk is organized or clean, your life, it's organized as well. So isn't that a good way to start getting organized? Cleaning home is also something. Sometimes I can't even start a podcast without cleaning my home. So don't worry, I also have problems with that sometimes. But being organized is also remembering about all the details when you're going to a work trip, to a trip to your family, everywhere. And I can tell you that with organizing helps me writing down mind map or just writing down some points. What needs to be taken or what needs to be done in order for this to succeed as well. Number 16. Spend more time with family. Oh yeah, I'm glad that this issue is here because that means that we're we're still humans and we want to take care about our loved ones. why people don't spend time with family. That's a question. People are so busy with their work, with their friends, with their hobbies even, or just watching TV and procrastinating, that they don't have time for their family. That has to be improved. That needs to be improved. Because with our loved ones, with our family, we're not choosing them. We're born with them. So, and probably we're gonna die as well. And these are the first people who will come to your grave. So, better take care about them, and tell them how much you love them. If you can't see them not as much often as you want.
Number 15.
Manage stress better. Well, people are stressed nowadays so much. It's not that like somebody has stressful job. Sometimes even stress comes naturally. That people aren't organized enough, and they have less time, or have a bad diet, and they don't eat healthy, and that's why some people have bad relationships, and it also brings stress. So these are the things which have to be taken before that. People think that stress is just an issue. This is a consequence. And if you have a stressful life, think, why do you have that? And take some actions to manage these things which are causing the stress. Number 14. Enjoy life to the fullest. Oh my god. Why all of these points are so general? Well, that's why I have to comment it. Because otherwise I wouldn't leave you with these. Enjoy life to the fullest. What does it even mean? If somebody say that, yeah, I want to enjoy my life to the fullest. Okay. And what now? What does it mean to you, man? What do you like to do? What's your hobby? That's the first questions you need to ask yourself in order to have a resolution about that. Number 13. Stop procrastinating. I was wondering what procrastinating means. Such a sophisticated English word. I would call procrastinating is doing sh**. It's doing nothing. It's doing something that you do just because you're in this situation. And that includes also sitting on social media, sitting on the phone, not doing things you like, not doing things which can make you better, doing things which are not evolving your relationship, doing nothing. How to stop procrastinating? It's also connected with the previous issue. It's getting more organized. If you're more organized, you have more time for your passions. And when you're doing your passions, you're not feeling like you're procrastinating. Number 12. Travel. Well, this is general also. And where do you want to travel? Different continent? Different country? Different city? Or just go to the city center? Well, the thing is that detailed information helps us to go there actually, and planning this. Okay, I'm gonna travel to China in half year. Well, already better, but not good enough. I'm gonna travel to China in June 26th. Okay, much better. There's already date, but what if I can't do it? What if I don't have a flight? Okay, I'm gonna order a flight. So I would have a flight in June. Okay, so we have already an action to do so. Beautiful. Number 11. Improve relationship. Yeah. Improving relationship with your
family, with your friends, with your partner, if you have any, or having a new partner. Everything is combined here. It's all about you. It's if the relationship is not as good as you actually want, that means that something has to be done in order to change it. What? If, for example, you can say, okay, I don't like my girlfriend because she's complaining all the time. Man, okay. Okay, well, you have a specific thing which you don't like, you don't wanna. So it's okay to have the guts to talk about the issue. I don't like my friends, man, because they're all the time like drinking beer and smoking and I just hate it. Okay, man, do you have the guts to change your friends or to tell them that, okay, we can meet, but you're not drinking or smoking? It's okay also to accept the fact that they're doing it. You're not gonna change others. You can change only yourself and your surroundings. Keep that in mind. Not counting family, of course. But you can just be further from your family. But it's against the point 16, spend more time with the family. I know, it's hard. I didn't tell you it's gonna be easy. Number 10. Learn a new language. Ah, I really like that one. I came to Finland in 2015 and I wanted to learn a new language. And I started to do so in 2016. So I had, well, almost, it's almost like 2 years that I'm learning this language. And I feel awesome. I feel awesome. And I'm so happy that within 2 years of hard freaking work and going to job at the same time and having a healthy lifestyle, it's possible to learn a new language. But it's not easy. It's not easy at all. If you want to learn a new language and travel, maybe that's the thing which will interest you as well. And maybe you can combine these two and benefit. What kind of language would you like to learn? The most popular are some European languages like French, German, English. Yes, but nowadays people also think about Chinese and maybe even Arabic. All of these things depend on you. If you want to learn a new language, I can recommend you already some practical stuff how to learn that. I use an application, an app, phone app, which names is Memrise. It's awesome application, has been awarded from Google for the best language app or best app at all for like 2 or 3 years in a row. Amazing. And I'm using it since 1 year and a half, and I'm really surprised how developed can a person be while using. Come on, it's on your phone. You're on your phone all the time. Number 9. Have a better sleep. Yeah. Well, but why? Have you been sleeping too much or too little? Why the quality sleep is so important? To be healthy, of course. And the thing is that I've read like 2 books about healthy sleeping and how to improve your sleep quality. And I can give you a quick hint. You don't have to sleep 8 or 9 hours. We're not 5 anymore when we're developing our body so much. So you can sleep 6 hours, but the most important thing is that it needs to be every day the same thing. So your mind, your body will know in what hours it needs to go to sleep. And don't sleep also in the weekends for such a long time. It just destroys the whole thing that you have been working on to keep the balance of the body and waking up and going to sleep. Okay, I'm not gonna give you more hints because I need to take money from you. Number 8. Spend less time on social media. Well, what a surprise. Finally, we got it. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, any others? Pinterest, and there's so many of these. YouTube, of course, yes. These are the things which are taking our time, our attention, and it's so important to know your limits. It's okay to do so, but it's okay to know your limits. That, for example, every day you have like 1 hour or 1 hour and a half that you can do that kind of stuff. You can watch something, you can go on Facebook or others. But too much time is just destructive. You don't have any more time for your hobby, something that you really want to do, or have even more time to go to work and work more and have more money. And nobody's giving you money for sitting on YouTube. People are actually taking it because you're watching commercials. Think about that when you're putting on social media. But just to be honest with you guys, I'm also no better. I also spend some time on social media. I'm trying to quit it, some unfollowing some unproductive stuff and following some productive stuff, which will help me improve me as well. Number 7. Spend less time watching TV. Well, watching TV, it also includes YouTube, let's be honest, and Netflix, and just normal cable TV. Guys, if you really want to do it, it's fine, but you can't complain that you don't have any time for doing what you like, or spending more time with your family, or getting organized, or getting a new job, and so and so. This is so combined. It's just find one show. If it's so important to you, just find one show and only watch this. Don't watch news. You can ask your friends what's up with the news, and you have already a topic to talk about. You don't have to follow that. I already quit to watch news, TV news, for such a long time. And well, I'm still alive. So can be you. Number 6. Get rid of the old clothes. Well, this is also something close to me. New year is also a new you, so maybe somebody wants to have a new style, or just want to feel better in the new clothes. And that requires putting some old clothes to charity or to one of these shops where they are collecting old clothes. It's okay just to put everything in a corner of your apartment, and at some point you will just take it in a box. Yeah, it's good to have a box. Number 5. Ride a bike more often. Also something close to me. Riding a bike for some people is just fun. For some people is doing sports. It's not only doing sports as well, but it can be also a transport. If you want to quit driving a car because it doesn't have to be so economic, you can also drive a bike. The investition is not so high. You don't have to drive a bike for 2,000 euros or dollars. It can be a normal bike, or you can borrow a bike. Now there are so many companies who are actually renting the bikes. When I was during my study times, I was renting a bike as well. And well, for the most part of the year, and it was fine. Didn't waste so much money on the buses, but just had a better physical condition. Double trouble, double plus, of course. Number 4. Run a half or a full marathon. Well, I have not done that yet, but this is a really cool New Year's resolutions. Running a marathon is a really difficult thing for some people, and I really respect people who already done that. I have a couple of friends who have done that, and there's so many respect from me going to them. Mostly because it requires day after day, week after week, month after month, trainings, running every day. If it's snowing, raining, if it's super hot or if it's super cold, they do it because they know that they see themselves already on the marathon and they know that this is just a step. Number three, try an extreme sport. Oh, what kind of extreme sports have you ever dreamt about? Well, bungee jumping, or maybe some parachute jumping, base jumping, I guess that's the name of it, base jumping, some motocross, or maybe some hard car driving. There's so many things like that, and people want to do it, and unfortunately for them, it just stays within 5 minutes, and then it just go away. Why? Well, probably they didn't write it down, or they have just friends who like to stay at home, and you say, hey, I want to do base jumping, and they're like, ah, whatever, man. Or, hey, I would like to do a base jump. Oh my god, it's so cool. Let's book a time. See the difference? Number two. Do something for charity. Well, I already told that if you don't have money, you can always give your clothes. You can give also some old food from the shops that I work to. They're also giving some already old food to some charity. It's still healthy and everything, but just clients wouldn't normally buy it, so why not? And number one, it's having a baby. Number one, having a baby, guys. Okay, some people think that having a baby will change their life for better. It can, okay, it may improve some relationship with your partner, or you can spend more time with your family, or you can work harder because your life has a reason now to live, to work. So actually it is connected. Well, it's okay to think that way if it works on people. Just remember that having a baby, it's a lot of responsibility. It's having a like new man on this world. All right, and that was all of the 25 most common and broken New Year's resolutions. To sum it up, to pack it up, guys, if you really want to do something, you want to have some resolutions, write them down, take an action. Remember that it's not gonna come easy, but it's worth it because it's something that you actually really want. All right, and that's all from me. I wish you the best for 2018. It's gonna be an awesome year. I can't wait already, and I hope that you too. Hopefully we also see you next year and hear you later. If you have an Instagram and you want to follow me, it's Loixam, LOIXAM. See you also there.